John McCain and Barack Obama swept yesterday's primaries. Obama overwhelmingly won the Wisconsin and Hawaii races, giving him 10 straight primary victories.
I am here to report that my bet has paid off and my faith in the American people has been vindicated, because all across the country, people are standing up and saying it is time to turn the page. It is time to write a new chapter in American history. We want to move forward into a better tomorrow.
Wins in Wisconsin and Washington give John McCain a virtual lock on the Republican nomination. For the latest election news, we have NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Hey, Ron.
Good to be with you, Farai.
So Barack Obama seems to be on a roll. Is it enough to put him in a safe front-runner position?
There's no such thing as a safe front-runner position until you actually have enough delegates to be nominated. And, of course, he's not nearly to that threshold yet. He would have to be over 2,000 delegates to get there, and he's just past the 1,300 delegate mark. But in terms of momentum, in terms of building sense of inevitability, this was a brand new Barack Obama that we saw last night celebrating in Houston when he said his campaign had achieved liftoff and the crowd went crazy. We've seen a lot of crowds go crazy, and we've seen Barack look happy after previous events in this long streak of 10 that you mentioned, but nothing quite like this. This was a new sense of confidence and a new showing of confidence on his part.
How did white women support or not support Hillary Clinton?
White women still supported Hillary Clinton, but by a very narrow margin. Taking women of all races, Barack Obama was ahead or equal among women. And we've seen that before, but only in states where there was a substantial population of black women and Latino women. This is a different situation. In Wisconsin, virtually 90% of the participants on the Democratic side were white. And as a result, for him to basically tie among women, almost get to an even point among white women, is kind of a first for the Barack Obama campaign. That, of course, is the bastion of Hillary Clinton's support.
There's also a question about whether blue-collar workers, people who, for example, might be current or former factory workers, are going to support Barack Obama, who's had a little bit more of the urban middle-class lock on the vote. Ohio and Texas are coming up. How do you think that Barack Obama's chances and Hillary Clinton's chances are with people who were real working folks?
This is the clear question going into those two states. And the chill for the Clinton campaign this morning was to look at the numbers and see how many people in union households had voted for Barack Obama. People who said that the economy was the number one issue voted for Barack Obama. People in union households went about 50-50. Very bad news for Hillary Clinton, because she's counting on not just doing well, but doing quite well in that particular sector, union households.
Let's turn to John McCain. Here's a clip from his victory speech last night.
Or will we heed appeals for change that ignore the lessons of history and lack confidence in the intelligence and ideals of free people? I will fight every moment of every day in this campaign to make sure Americans are not deceived by an eloquent but empty call for change.
So this is another rhetoric dig seems to be targeted at Barack Obama, with Hillary Clinton and John McCain going for the whole rhetoric issue. Is it going to start making a dent?
We shall see. It did not seem to help her too much in Wisconsin. Two-thirds of those in the exit polls said that they thought she had run the more negative campaign in Wisconsin, and a good deal of that was built around an assault on his words or on his reputation as a person whose rhetorical skills were at the heart of his appeal to voters. Already last night, we saw Barack Obama talking about issues, talking about substance, a little bit more programmatic talk in his lengthy speech there in Houston, Texas. I think we'll probably hear a little more of that from him. But both, as you say, McCain and Clinton are zeroing in on this particular perception, clearly showing up in polls that they're looking at, that Barack Obama really hasn't said that much about what he would do as president, what exactly his analysis of world problems and domestic specific problems would be and what programs would come from that analysis, and that he has been mostly about lifting people up. We'll see how that plays out in the next 2 weeks.
When it comes to Mike Huckabee, how big of a factor is he still, or is he just kind of running the marathon, not even to try to, not just to win, but even to make it to the finish line, or is he going to stay in this until it's all over?
There are a certain number of people in any big marathon field who are doing it to do it, who are doing it to show they can finish, to prove something to themselves and to others. I don't think Mike Huckabee necessarily goes all the way to St. Paul in Minneapolis in September trying to prove that he is still challenging John McCain. I think he will drop out well before that. I suspect he'll drop out after the March 4th events in Texas and Ohio, because at that point John McCain will numerically have enough delegates to be the nominee. But he's been staying in it, both to make a point about the strength of a certain faction within the Republican ranks, also to expand his own recognizability. I suspect we'll be seeing a lot more of Mike Huckabee on television in the months and years ahead, maybe even to be a candidate for president again in 2012.
All right, Ron. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Farai.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor, and he spoke with us from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.